My name is Adam Daniel Mizet at the Real ADM everywhere online. Spell my name M-E-Z-E-I. Wow, it seems like ages since I'm back up on the decks. But I have to thank a good friend of mine by the name of Ian Kath, K-A-T-H, for pulling me back from the audio abyss. I remember when I was a student back in Montreal in the mid-90s, I remember a course that I took in international business. And the professor was this really captivating fellow, this really interesting, engaging fellow, whose name I'll just leave, you know, off the record. Something that I admired about him, that the way he carried himself, the way he conducted himself, he used to come into the class, usually blowing into the class extremely late, very well prepared. The minute he would rumble into the class, usually 5 or 10 minutes late, the same story every day. It was a summer class that I took during the summer semester to catch up and basically finish off my degree in an accelerated time. I remember I was taking this class thinking it was going to be relatively uneventful, one of those credits that you need in our now useless educational system. And he carried himself with such authority. He'd always come in a three-piece suit, despite the sweltering summer heat here in North America. He was a bit of a dandy. He had kind of ladies waiting for him, mature, sophisticated, corporate-looking ladies waiting for him outside the class. Pretty much after every class, he would go out for coffee or whatever, drinks, whatever would happen after that. Who knows what the provenance of said ladies were. And he was so intelligent. He was so well-read. He was so clever. He was so on the mark. And I remember coming back home and talking to my father and saying, you know what, this guy is so the kind of person that I think I want to be. And I remember thinking so much about this guy throughout that entire summer and remembering him as I entered the workforce in 1996. That's kind of the kind of thing that I'm thinking about now as 2013 became 2014 here in Toronto, Canada. And I was remarking to myself about how far have I come, how close have I achieved that goal throughout all of 2013. As I entered my 40th year, I was thinking very much about the dreams of youth and the reality of almost middle age. Thanks for listening, and thanks, Audioboo. It's good to be back on the decks.